Laurie Blakemain. How do you spell Laurie, Mrs. Kellogg?
How do you spell Uncle Laurie's name? L-O-R-A.
L-O-R-A.
Okay. Blake. B-L-A-K-E.
Okay. And...
that's my brother.
And Sari said she thought this was made about 1918?
1936. That Lord wasn't big enough in 1918.
1936.
Now, when did Laurie, was Laurie the one who was in the First World War?
Yeah.
And, well, the First World War was in about 1918.
1914 to 1918.
Yeah. So he must have been big enough then, right?
Well, he's big enough, but he had never tried to do anything like that until he came home from service.
Uh-huh. So he came home from service about...
it was quite a while after he came home before he settled down, because he kept running and here and yonder and first one place now and seeing the people.
Uh-huh.
And he finally decided he'd settle down and stay home.
Uh-huh.
That's when he took a notion to make that. It was about it was 1936. Hmm. I was very small. When he got it made, I made fun of it. He said, "Now just make fun of it. I'm going to play it." I said, "Dad, I want to hear." I was just a little tag.
Now
he always teased me, and I'd get him back every once in a while.
Now, where did you live when he made that?
Bragg Run. You lived on Bragg Run when he made that?
Uh-huh. And,
in the house where Howard Dean lives.
Uh-huh.
You know Howard Dean?
No, I don't know.
Know anybody on Bragg Run?
He just needs to know where it was at.
That's all right.
Huh?
He just needs to know where it was at.
It's above Coger. You know where Coger is? Mm-hmm. Burnsville? Mm-hmm. Coger? And you turn up to your... go up here to... going up to Coger from Burnsville. You turn to your right, left, and go... right-hand fork.
Mm-hmm.
Turn off up there. Oh, it's the right smart way. There's a big house sitting there, a big brown house. Turn off there and go up Bragg Run. Mm-hmm. If you got a car, you think of that five, don't go up in there with it. Because this road is bad.
Now, Sari told me she thought that your brother brought the pattern home from the service.
Where did Uncle Laurie get the pattern at?
Let me think a minute. Somebody, I think, on the ship gave it to him when he was coming back across home.
From Germany or France or where?
Huh?
Germany or France?
France.
France.
He was in France all the time he was in service.
Uh-huh.
36 months.
Uh-huh.
We didn't see him. When he come home, he gradually was... I told him he was handsome.
I'd say that was...
this little thing, about
yeah.
9 years old, 10, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So I figure he'd see his way
along. It seemed to be. Mrs. Cutler, do you know, would you have any idea how many of these he made, your brother?
I think he made around 40 or 50.
That was Laurie made 40 or 50?
No, Basil.
Basil.
Laurie just made two or three like that one.
Okay.
Then he quit fooling with it.
Uh-huh.
He was a guy that didn't have no interest in making something that was tedious like that.
Uh-huh.
But he did stay with them long enough to make, I think, six.
Uh-huh.
Five or six. Basil wanted to make one and he wanted a smaller. I said, "Well, I'll draw you the picture of that." And then I said, "You cut it down to fit you." I said, "Draw around it, make the circle big enough of what you want, mm-hmm. then cut it out and you got your pattern."
Do you know when, what year it was about when Basil started to make them?
When did Uncle Baz start making them?
Yeah, but where did we live at when he started doing that?
Up there at Aunt Doll's. That there, I think, was the first one he made.
No, he was living here when he was making them.
Not here. Uncle Baz never lived here.
No, he didn't. He stayed with me up there when... That's right, but he made some before he made that.
He hadn't made too many.
But when do you think he started making them? About what year? Would you have a good idea? Would it have been the 40s or the 50s?
No, before that.
The 30s?
Uncle Baz probably didn't start making them until about 57, 58.
He started making them before him and Frieda was married. Do you remember when him and Frieda was married?
Mm-mm. Aunt Sarah will have to tell you that.
He was making them before...
About 19 and 25, I think, he started to make them. He was at home yet. He had never left home. He made them while he was there, two or three of them.
Okay.
He made that one. Lori made that one in 1936. And then Bass took the pattern off of that, and he made two or three like that, but he wanted them smaller. So he come to me and wanted to know how I could get the pattern for
the
a little
one.
That's
the first one he made smaller. That was in 59.
And I told him okay. We'd have to...
So
draw
he,
that one and then cut it out.
Just let me see if I can get this straight. He made them back before he was married. Baz made them before he was married.
Oh, yeah.
But then years later, he started making the smaller ones.
Yeah.
And that was probably in the 50s. And this is
yeah, he made the first one. Two or three like that one, and he didn't like them. Mm-hmm. He wanted a smaller one.
Uh-huh.
He seen a small one someplace, but I don't know where. Or somebody told him they had a smaller one. I don't know which.
Well, I think but he told me that there was
he said he'd like to make a smaller one, so he got into that pattern.
Uh-huh.
And my sister lives in Arizona. She wanted a pattern of it, so I drawed it. I had to count the frets and mark them on it. And all like that. And she made her one.
Uh-huh.
She made her a dulcimer and a banjo.
Huh.
She lives in Arizona, Tucson.
Uh-huh. Huh.
She's like her brother. She just into everything.
And what year was that she made hers? Recently or way back?
It's been about 8 years ago.
Uh-huh.
10 maybe.
Uh-huh. Been longer than that. Been longer than
that.
Yeah, it's for Vaughn died. I sent her that pattern.
It's
been about 20 years she started making hers.
Uh-huh.
Her and her brother-in-law, they was in Ohio, and they made one. Then when she went to Arizona, she didn't take the pattern with her or anything, but she wanted the pattern, and she wrote me and had me to fix the pattern of that for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I did.
Uh-huh. Do you know anybody else around the country here who has any that your brother Laura made, or that Baz made a long time ago?
He always by himself.
Uh-huh.
But who did he give them to? Do you know anybody else that's got one?
He sold them.
But do you remember who he sold them to?
He sold them for $40 a piece. He made them little ones, sold them for $40 a piece.
Not Uncle Baz, Uncle Lori.
Oh, Lori didn't only make about three of them. And that's been a long time ago.
But who, do you remember who he gave them to?
Who gave him the pattern?
Do you remember who Uncle Lori gave his to, the one he made?
He gave one to Reuben, and he gave one to Lou. And Lou never did put keys or strings or anything
this
on.
The one give Aunt Lou.
Uh-huh.
I got it all.
What happened to the one Uncle Reuben had?
Somebody's got it, but I don't know who. I think Grover's got it. His son in Virginia.
Uh huh.
Aunt Sarah'd probably know if he.
Grover or Gordon One's got it in Virginia.
Mm hmm. Well, let's see.
I'm pretty pretty sure he got that pattern when he was in service, that one.
Yeah, he did.
Uh-huh.
How about this other dulcimer over here? Now, who made that one?
Uncle Henry Gervig lived on Steer Creek. He made that from my Aunt Maud.
Uh-huh.
Her great-aunt. She could play it. She could play any kind of a song you wanted on it.
Huh.
She was good with it. But this ain't no good. It's made out of poplar. Well, it's not poplar either. It's something else, but it's awful light. I don't know what it's made.
Do you know how many that he made?
Just that one.
Well, I've seen another one that looks exactly like it.
That's the only one he ever made.
My ex-father-in-law's got one.
And he cut that pattern out himself.
But Uncle Baz took it and redone it. The frets is different on that than what the original
is. Oh, I see.
And he redone it.
Who's your ex?
Raymond McMillan.
McMillan?
Elizabeth Riffle.
Riffle. Huh.
But it was something. I think he even changed the keys.
This
took the wooden keys
this
off.
Ain't got a good sound.
I see.
And he changed the frets, and then Raymond said it didn't sound right to him, so he couldn't play.
Is he around? Does he work? Would he be around today?
He's probably there. He's retired.
I've had dinner since
Raymond
1946.
Did you come through Riffle?
No, I came from Sutton. But
you know where Riffle's at?
Yeah.
Okay, you know where the old store and post office used to be?
I think so.
Well, I could find Harding. Every guy can tell you when he
it's
made
the big
this.
White house that sits way over to the left.
Okay.
It's only a two-story house up there.
So there. And you think it was like that one?
I'm sure it was like that one because he...
Did you want to get down and Steer Creek?
Uh-uh. He had... need to take it and have Uncle Baz to fix it up for him.
I see.
And then he didn't like it after. He changed the frets on it even.
I see.
I didn't know he was going to do that.
Uh-huh.
So he never did play it again.
Uh-huh.
But they've all got a discord in them.
Yeah.
Every one I've ever had, ever played, has got a discord.
Is that right? You mean you think the frets are just not exactly right?
There's even the ones that he had and even these has got a discord. And... Yeah, that's what I think throws a lot of people off when they try to play them.
Uh-huh. But you think that sound is meant to be there?
Evidently, it's meant to be there, or they've just never figured out how to put them on there without getting a discord in.
Uh-huh.
Because I have even that, Chelsea Hamrick over there at Gasway made
the back is solid.
He used to make
and
them.
And then this is placed in between the two.
He had them
places.
For sale there at Gasway when he used to run that clothing store.
Who is that now?
Chelsea Hamrick, I believe is his name.
Chelsea Hamrick.
He's still living. I mean, he lives around, I don't know if he lives over there in Gasway somewhere or down below Gasway.
And how long ago did he have them? Did he make them?
Yeah, he made them and had them for sale there in his store. He had a clothing store.
Uh-huh. How long ago was that?
It's probably been...
I like the sound of the
after we moved back down here, I think I'd say it's been about 18, 19 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he made them with the wooden keys in them.
Uh-huh.
And they was
Chelsea Hamrick.
Chelsea Hamrick.
Who you gonna call?
Nobody. Yeah, he lives on up street in Gasway, right there it is.
Uh-huh. That shouldn't be too hard to find, mm-hmm. Would he be up pretty well up in years?
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
521 Elk Street, Gasway.
If you're down around Gilmer County, I imagine you could find several people that has a dulcimer like that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, but they wouldn't be too
old. He was down there when he made a lot of them.
How far, where did, but he lived on Cedar Creek?
He made a work. Made him a workshop down there.
At Cedarville.
Mm-hmm. He made dulcimers.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how many maidens sold.
Tell me some more about this one here. That man's name was Henry Gerwig.
Uncle. Henry Gerwig made that one?
No, Henry Gerwig.
That's what I said. Henry Gerwig made that one.
Yeah.
And he lived on Steer Creek.
Where'd he live?
On Steer Creek.
He's dead now, though, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's been dead. He died before Aunt Maud did. Aunt Maud died in 1947. Uncle Henry died about 10, 12 years before Aunt Maud did.
Did you ever hear him play it? Play? Did he play it?
Did Henry Gerwig play it?
And what kind of music did they play on it?
Huh?
What kind of music did they play on it? What kind of tune?
Anything you want to hear, he'd play it.
Yeah.
Uncle Henry knew lots of music. He was an old-time music man.
Uh-huh.
He liked music, and he could play the banjo, violin.
Uh-huh.
That thing.
Who was his kids?
Well, one of them name's Harley and the other's Harley and...
Do you know Fred Gerwig?
Yeah.
He could probably tell you.
Me think of man.
I figure he's
Harley's the oldest.
Was Fred related? Does she know that? Or?
Wasn't Fred Gerwig related to him?
Two.
Wasn't Fred Gerwig related to Henry Gerwig?
Some.
That's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
I think Uncle Henry was his uncle.
Everybody called him Uncle Henry, I think.
Uh-huh. Now let's see, Steer Creek is the one that goes past Chapel?
Right,
down that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if Uncle Henry's still been living, he'd been over 100 years old.
Uh-huh.
He'd been up in the hundreds, because he was about 90 when he died, and he'd been dead for 25, 30 years.
Uh-huh. And you,
time runs from me.
But he wasn't your uncle. You just called him Uncle Henry.
Was he your uncle? You just called him that.
He was my uncle.
Huh? How?
He was married to Aunt Maud.
Granny Maud.
Aunt Maud Gerwig. Aunt Maud
That's
Williams.
On my dad's side of the family.
Was Aunt Maud Borrows, and she married.
That was on Daddy's Williams. Side of the family.
Huh?
That was on Daddy's side of the family.
Yeah, Aunt Maud was his aunt.
Okay.
Before she was mine.
Uh-huh.
But I loved her anyhow. I took care of her for a while before she died. She died at my house.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
She was the best old thing ever seen.
Huh. And she played music too?
She played the dulcimer?
She took a goose quill. You know what a goose quill is? And fits it with that. It wasn't very loud, but you knew what she was playing.
Uh-huh. Did she sing with it?
Huh?
Did she sing with it?
Did she sing?
Just play.
She didn't sing.
Uh-huh.
She was like me. She didn't know how to sing.
Now, Sari tells me there's a lot of music in your family.
Huh?
Sari says there is a lot of music in your family.
All of you could play music.
Oh, yeah, the whole bunch, but me and Lou and Myrtle. Three girls.
You play the dulcimer.
I used to, but I can't get not a thing in that brain that's ready to do. That Sue tried to get me to learn her some tunes on there. I said, Sue, I can't think of nothing to start on.
She used to play it. She's the one that taught me.
Uh-huh. And when did you start playing?
She learned to play that, and she got her one. She had one with four mm-hmm. strings on it, but she didn't like them four strings.
Uh-huh.
In 1959 was the year he made that, because he told me if I'd learn to play it, he'd make me one.
Uh-huh. I think Jim made her one, her husband.
I started in 58, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
58 and 59. Because Uncle Bass said, if you learn, I'll make you one. So I was determined I was going to learn.
Uh-huh.
No, when me and Myrtle and Lou was little, we wasn't allowed to pick up a music box. If we picked up that music box, we got hit. Mm-hmm. So we learned to leave it lay. Wherever it was at, that's where it laid.
Uh-huh.
We didn't pick them up. We was afraid, you know, afraid we'd get licked. Lou said if they hadn't been so silly with their old music boxes, don't she said we might have learned to play, mightn't we? I said, yeah. I was afraid to try. I was afraid that I'd get hit. My brother Pearl, he's dead. He got killed in 1922 in the coal mines. He had two violins.
Yeah.
And we was there to bother every one of them. We were supposed to leave his music boxes be, which we did. We left it be right there.
Uh-huh. And Pearl played the fiddles, and your dad played the fiddle?
Yeah, my dad played the fiddle, guitar, banjo, mandolin, just like that thing does.
This one? You play the fiddle?
I started playing. Aunt Siri was going to teach me, but I never got
it. She can play some tunes on it.
Not very good.
And she can pick a little bit on the banjo, and she can pick the guitar, and she can pick a tune or two on the banjo.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never seen a music box she picked up but what she can strike a tune on it.
Did your brother Pearl, the one who played the fiddle, did he play these too?
They wasn't none of them when he was living. Mm-hmm. See, them come into the family after Pearl got killed. He was killed in 1922.
Mm-hmm.
Up here on Venison Run. The coal mine used to be there, and he was working there.
How about I met Hobart? Does he play these?
Hobart can play most anything he picks up, he can play. Uh-huh. But he got his thumb cut off on his hand, and he won't play nothing anymore.
Yeah.
He won't even pick his guitar up. He just leaves it lay. But Hobart used to be, he could play the guitar good.
Mm-hmm.
But Reuben could beat him. Uh-huh. That's my brother, younger than Hobart.
Uh-huh.
Every one of my brothers could play music, any kind of a music box they picked up, they could learn to play on a little bit. But this old dummy never learned to play nothing.
Was there much singing in the family? Did anybody sing?
Did you sing? Any of you sing?
No, if I go to singing, they'd tell me shut up.
What about the rest of them?
Well, the rest of them can sing a little bit.
I didn't hear none of them.
I've heard Sarah sing one or two.
After I left home, then they all got together and would sing and play music. But that didn't hurt me any. I just went ahead on my own way. Let them go.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was anything to me, so I just give up on music boxes. I got to the place I didn't like to hear it. When they'd be around and they'd all be playing music, they'd be a dulcimer, fiddle, banjo, guitar, all going at once. I'd put my hands over me and take off.
She still don't want music.
One of them is all, hey, what's the matter? I just do like that and go on. They got to call me old hardhead.
How about, did you like to dance?
Did you like to dance?
I don't like to dance.
The rest of them I like it.
They've been so many people told me they seen me at dances. Well, they didn't. They seen my sister Myrtle and Lou, but they didn't see me because I didn't go to dances. I told Mom, I said, if I do any dancing, it's going to be right here in the house. I said, I ain't going to them old dances. She said, well, I'm glad to hear you say that. I wish the rest of them was like that. I said, I don't like the old music, I don't like to dance, and I don't like to watch them, and I had to go.
I wonder that you don't been around them.
Tell me, let me ask this question. Have you ever heard these things called anything other than a dulcimer?
Me?
Yeah, did you ever hear them called by any other name?
Yeah.
What?
Water swivel. Fatty Ice used to call them water swivel.
Who did?
Fatty Ice.
Fatty Ice?
Yeah, he lived down in Gilmer County someplace.
Yeah?
He called them water swivels.
Did you say ice?
Huh?
Ice? Fatty Ice? I thought she said Fatty Ice.
He never seen one of them. He knew the guitar, banjo, and violin, but he didn't know, never seen one of them.
Huh.
But he heard of them, and he'd say they was water swivels. We'd say, did you ever play one of them? He said, I never seen one of them. He came over to the house with my brother, Holbert.
Uh-huh.
They worked together, and he'd come up there sometimes with him, and they'd stay the weekend, and go back to work on Monday morning. And they'd play music, and he'd join in the line. He could play music.
Uh-huh.
That's where we got to asking if he ever played one of them. And he said he never seen one, but he said they're not dulcimers, there's water swivels. We said, no, they're dulcimers. He said they ain't. I said, yes, they are. I read the other day in a book, real old, way back, 1902 or 4, where this was made first, and it was called a dulcimer. The name of it then was dulcimer.
You say you read that in a book?
The book, it was up to my sister's in Maryland.
Uh-huh.
Your daughter.
Huh?
Your daughter in Maryland.
Yeah. Well, I got sisters up there, too.
Do you know what book that was? Was it a magazine or a...
Huh?
Was it a magazine or a
what was the name of the book?
West Virginia something.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It was the Golden Seal, probably.
It's about that thick through and about that wide and about that long. And I was sitting there reading it, and I seen a picture of one of them in the book, and I wanted to read about it. It was, I think that one was made about 1902 or 1903. I don't remember the number, but it's way back in the 1900s.
Uh-huh.
Next time I talk to her, I'll find out what the name is.
Okay.
Huh? You didn't remember the name of it?
Dulcimer.
The book.
A West Virginia. See me, that guy's all on. Oh, it was on. A West Virginia book. Meredith got it.
Yeah.
He ordered it from someplace.
Now, I heard both Sari and Baz both call those things a layback. Did you ever hear it called that?
Dulcimer.
A layback. Did you ever hear it called a layback?
Uh-huh.
That's what Aunt Sari called them.
A what?
A layback.
A layback.
Back. A layback.
A layback. Whatever you tell of that.
Aunt Sari calls them that.
I never heard her talk about them.
I think I
heard. Or I never get
you heard
to
that?
See her.
Yeah.
Aunt Sari and Uncle Baz both used to say that. Aunt Sari told me one time
to
play the layback
Sari
for, and I don't know what she's talking about.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was.
So you know now.
Yeah. Now, yesterday I could hear good. Today I ain't hearing nothing.
Do you know of anybody in your family that has any old pictures of dulcimers or people playing them?
Do you know of anybody that's got a picture of anybody in your family or anybody playing one of these?
I never seen a picture of one of them on in that West
Virginia. No, of somebody playing it.
Is there any pictures of any of your brothers?
They lay it on their lap and play just like she did.
But do you have any pictures of Uncle Laurie or of any of them playing it?
Back then, I wasn't big enough to take pictures, and I didn't even have a Kodak. When that's enough, I took a picture with.
I don't even remember seeing that.
Yeah. You don't remember seeing that? I never did ask Clary. I don't know if she has any old pictures or not.
She's got several old pictures, but I don't remember.
Bizo, I seen his pictures. He's in them books. He's sitting there picking it like this.
This is the guy that put it in there.
You are?
I don't know which one you're talking about, but
him and some guy in Glenville was playing music. They're both in the picture.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then Baz in there by himself.
Yeah.
That's in the West Virginia book.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is, the West Virginia book. Now, Meredith has got that book.
She's talking about the Golden Seal book.
He ordered it from down here. I asked him more than he... said he forgot where he ordered from. I said, now, Meredith, you're not that dumb. You know where you ordered that from. Sat there a little bit, and he said, isn't there around Sutton someplace? He didn't want to tell me.
Now, I've got a book up here where they brought in. It's not the West Virginia Seal book, but it does have West Virginia something on it.
Then Leela's got a West Virginia book. I read it when I was down here. It's got
a battle
picture in it.
No. Not that one. It's got all kind of little funny things in it.
Leela subscribed for it. She gets one every month. She gets one of them books every month, Leela May does. That's my daughter that lives in Fairmont.
Uh-huh.
She ordered it.
Do you, just a couple more questions about this old dulcimer here. That man who made it, Henry Gerwig.
Henry Gerwig.
Do you know about what year he died?
Back about 1925, I think.
When he died?
Yeah, he'd been dead a long time. He was old when he died. He was about 90 years old when he died. I used to carry the mail up and down Steer Creek, and I know them Gerwigs. There was Uncle Henry, and there was Floyd and Philip on that end of the mail route. And on that end of the mail route was four brothers, George, Fred, and Charlie DePoy, on that end next to Gasaway, and the three brothers on the lower end next to Glenville.
Uh-huh. What year did Granny Maud die?
47.
Okay, how long before she died did he die?
Oh, a long time, because she spent a lot of her time with her daughter Mint, Mandy, and Aunt Doll, and Aunt Pleasant.
I didn't remember what year.
And then I took her and kept her a while.
I read someplace that the Gerwigs originally came from Germany. Now, these people didn't, though, that you knew. Uncle Henry, did he always live around here, or did he come from someplace else?
I don't know whether I don't know where he's from.
You don't know if he was born in this country or not? In Braxton County?
I think their parents come here from Germany because they're German.
Yeah.
The Gerwigs are.
Yeah.
I think the Gerwigs and the Cutlops come in here about the same time.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
The Gerwigs and the Cutlops come in here about the same time, didn't they?
Uh-huh. The Cutlops has got German blood.
Yeah.
I'm glad I ain't a Cutlop. I got Indian blood.
I figure Fred Gerwig could probably tell you
that. Yeah, I'm asking.
The road is over there to the bridge, still awful. They're kind of filled up.
Uh-uh. You just gotta be careful coming down in there.
You have to watch how you go, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to play another one, Reva? Now, let me ask you one about the tuning. Is that the only tuning you...
No, I tuned that up in the higher key.
You just raised that one?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any names for those two different tunes?
Yeah, Siri knows them, but I don't. One's okay. C and one's D, but which okay. G. I forget which way it is, but mm-hmm. Uncle Baz, he couldn't play in that high key. I call it the high key. And when okay. I started playing Wildwood Flower and Home Sweet Home in the high key, he tried it and he couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
So he always wanted me to play them too for him when he come around.
Uh-huh.
But
that, who taught you how to tune it?
Uncle Bass.
But who taught you how to do it in high key? Did he teach
you? He did.
But he couldn't play it in that.
He could play in the high key certain songs,
uh-huh.
but he never could play the Home Sweet Home or Wildwood Flower in it.
Uh-huh.
Me, any key, any song I can play in the lower key, I can play in the higher key. He couldn't do that.
Uh-huh.
He just said he didn't know, it didn't work out right.
Uh-huh.
But, I don't know, it just come natural to me.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Wildwood Flower. Longer than that, it must have been 4 foot.
What the board? The board that you got to make the dulcimer out of for Baz.
Baz made it that
uh-huh.
that little one out of it.
And it's poplar.
Mm-hmm. A little poplar board, but it was real old. The door had hung on this place for so long, and the wind blew it off, broke the hinges on it,
uh-huh.
and Vaughn stood it up down in the corn house. I was down there one day, and I said, "Don't you destroy that board there." I said, "I'm going to make Baz make me a dulcimer out of that." He said, "It ain't big enough." I said, "Yes, it is." It was about an inch. It was an inch board, and he took that inch board and ripped it. And two with a saw,
uh-huh.
and he put that's what he made it out of.
Uh-huh.
But I think the neck of it is oak.
Oak.
No. Yeah, I think that neck part is oak.
Now, where did Baz live when he made this?
Huh?
Did he make this at your house? And where was that?
I helped him. Have you come down Middle Fork Road or from Gasway in here?
Yeah.
Well, you know there's a greenhouse sitting right above Exchange,
uh-huh.
sitting on this side of the road.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a trailer sitting there, big long trailer.
Uh-huh.
I used to live in that house, but it wasn't green. It was white then, and the people that bought it painted it green.
Uh-huh.
I don't like
What's it. The name of that creek up through there?
That's, you asked me too quick. It's what's called the Exchange Road to Gasaway. And Middle Fork is over here. You go through Exchange and go up Middle Fork and go over to Surrey's. You've been to Surrey's, ain't you?
Yeah. And so this is on Middle Fork that you made this? That Baz made this? Did he make this on Middle Fork?
He made it right here.
In Exchange.
No. Wait a minute. I'm wrong. He made it at my house.
Yeah.
In that house above Exchange on Exchange Road going toward Gasaway.
Okay.
There's where he was at. Him and his wife had trouble, and she left him, and he just picked up his guitar and some of his clothes and come to my house. He said, "Dude, can I stay with you a while?" I said, "Baz, you can stay with me as long as you want to." He grinned and gave me a lick on the shoulder. He said, "I'm glad to hear that, because," said, "Hattie's got me so mad, I don't know what to do." I said, "Kill her." He said, "Toad." I said, "Now, Baz, I didn't mean that. I just said it for fun."
They call you, your nickname is Toad?
But he stayed with me about 2 weeks. And she came back home. And then we took him back. He wanted to go, and we took him back. I gave him some eggs and milk and butter. And got over there, she wouldn't come to the door. She wouldn't come to the house. She was after her daughters. She wouldn't come to the house. She told Baz, "Set stuff on the porch." I said, "Baz, you're not going to set it on the porch. I'm going to take it back home with me. If you want it, you can come to my house and eat all of it you want, but she don't get a bite of it." And I said loud enough till she heard what I said, but she didn't come out. She stayed over there. If she'd have come out, I expect I'd have climbed on her frame. I was mad at her anyhow, the way she was treating Baz.